I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. It is 8:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are welcoming in Rusty Mantell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today. Also co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, we got you 2 days in a row.
Oh, I'm in a much better place today. I got a little bit of sleep last night.
When did you get to crash?
Well, I'm still chasing a story right now because Georgia has one commit left. Probably around 9:30 last night is, you know what, it happens, it happens. And Minka Fitzpatrick's brother just decided to wait all day. And listen, there was nothing going on there. They've been through this. He went to school, hung out with his friends. They went to dinner last night with Minka and the whole family, celebrated, had Georgia cakes and all that. About 9:30, he goes, oh, I got to sign the papers.
Oh, snap.
He just sent the old papers in there. And so I had the Georgia fans on tilt till about 9:30 last night. But young man out of Cartersville High School, Brady Marchese, been committed to Georgia for a while. Wide receiver. Sounds like Michigan is making a very late run. He's going to sign today at around 4 o'clock, his final decision.
How much reshuffling happens on these dates now, where I think there's a domino effect, if I'm not mistaken, like, yep, a Jared Curtis decommits and all of a sudden all this NIL money that's probably going towards him,
you have to make a decision there,
right? All, sure, of a sudden you're looking around going, do we chase another quarterback?
Well, the problem with that is out? There's no quarterbacks left. If you got four old linemen and you lose a guard, you can go get a guard.
Come on, man. Don't be doing that to me.
Well, there's a reason that quarterback position's got different commas. There's not many of them.
It's crazy. I just wonder how much that shuffling does happen and how much, you know, how, like, I guess in the end the question would be, how much conversation is Kirby having with assistants all day yesterday just moving parts?
Well, they're preparing for a game.
Yes.
Somebody told me in that building that Sunday – and one of Kirby's messages in the meeting was, guys, we're preparing for Alabama, but you better stay on your recruits, too.
Yep.
Like we can't let up here. And nobody's crying for Georgia. Nobody's crying for Alabama. Saying Alabama lost a couple players yesterday, late flips. And it is what it is with this calendar. But I think what people – I would be fascinated if I could really get a hold of all the information is the amount of agents that try to rework deals.
They're like percentage-wise.
Oh, my goodness, man.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, Coach, I know we agreed on that in June, but we've slept on it, and we need a little more.
Well, and that's what I mean by the domino effect, right?
Yeah.
The agent, like, all of a sudden there's hey, this – like, Georgia had money freed up, or Bama had money freed up. Now they're like, hey, we can go out and offer this guy a little bit more money. Well, the school he's been committed to, he's calling them going, dude, they offered me $250,000 more dollars,
well,
or whatever.
You probably take that Jared Curtis money, and I would imagine between January 2nd and January 15th that portal opens, it'll be a little more in the kitty.
More in the offering plate there.
Yeah. Well, it's because they got Theo Vaughn up there, and you know, he's – He's making moves.
Nate Borghese.
Nate Borghese is the one.
He got it done, man.
He's crushing Theo Vaughn.
He got it done, man.
Well, I didn't even know he was a Vandy.
Yeah, big Vandy guy.
He spoke to the team.
Yeah, well, he did.
He brought up Jerry Curtis on game day.
Yeah, well, I mean, Theo might be in a relationship with the team's quarterback's mom.
Theo did go out with Diego Pavia's family for senior day.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, I mean, him and Mama Pavia, they're friendly.
I'll say it again. Vanderbilt plays at Georgia next year.
There you go.
Don't think there won't be some extra juice on that one.
Look, I know recruiting is fun and everything, but
is there a game going
there
on?
There might be a game that's coming up. If you were Kirby's spokesman, you're not, but if you were, and somebody's, you know, you're answering, filling questions for Kirby, and somebody said, "What are you most afraid of like your biggest, your point of emphasis of stopping Alabama offensively?" What are you guys trying to do? Because I don't think it's a run game.
I think getting pressure to Ty Simpson, to me, because if you let this guy, he'll dial you up. And another thing, too, you can't go all-out man blitz because he's so good with his feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, he'll hurt you there. You got to pick your battles. I think you look at the games, I think they gave up 4 sacks against Oklahoma. They gave up 3 against Auburn. He's still kind of green in some of those areas.
Yeah.
You know, I still think Ty Simpson. I said it after the Alabama game. I said, guys, that may be the best quarterback in SEC. Like, you don't know yet, but I've been around a long time. Some of those throws he makes, how good he is anticipating. That touchdown he threw in the back of the corner last week, too.
Ooh, we were talking about
the back line, yeah.
I mean, football minds, NFL guys are like, yep,
that's what I'm looking for.
That's what I'm looking for. You got to be able to throw a guy open when he's not open, and that's what makes Ty Simpson to me. But you got to pick your battles. If I'm Kirby, we got to get to him, and then when we dial it up, we got to get home. A couple times they dialed it up on him and missed him one-on-one. You cannot let him hurt you that way.
Talk to me about Drew Bobo and the injury right there at center.
It's not good. I think
it was not good in the second half. I went back and watched, and it's rough.
It's rough. I mean, they got a young kid playing there, and he's going to have to – you got to grow up. This is it. You know what I mean? At some point, they say next man up. And I know there's next man up. You don't have a choice with that, but – you don't sugarcoat Drew Bobo. He had a really good season. Not looking good for the rest of the year. I don't know the official terms or what they're going to put out. The injury report came out last night. He is out.
Yeah.
He's just so good second level, man. Drew gets to the linebackers. He's great in the screen.
Got a little Jason Kelce to him.
Great in the screen game.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Golly.
I knew so much about Drew. I mean, this kid was playing Saturday morning high school football in Colorado. He had so much ceiling left in him. When he finally got to Auburn High School that last year, that was the first real year of football he ever played. And
he's a good player.
He's got a ton of –
he's what you call a glue guy.
He's got a ton of ceiling. Now, he's one of those kids, how far his career, he's got the ability, got to stay injury-free.
100%.
How underappreciated has Mike Bobo been this year? Because I'm not the hate Mike Bobo guy, like apparently, you know, most of this state
I think
is.
Most people outside of the Georgia fan base don't hate Mike Bobo.
No, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, that guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I hate him when I have to play him because I know that he's good. I think he's a lot better than he gets credit for. But it feels as good as Stetson had a relationship with the OC that's now in Baltimore.
Todd Monken.
No. They did not.
I'm just talking.
No. Be careful there.
Let me.
Todd Monken and Stetson Bennett will never exchange Christmas cards.
Buster
Faulkner and Stetson Bennett and Mike Bobo and Stetson Bennett.
They worked together well.
You realize
is what I mean.
That Todd Monken started 4 guys before he ever wanted to play Stetson Bennett.
Well,
and I'll say this, that everybody in the building has to be along with that. When Stetson Bennett got his opportunity, he stuck a bird finger in the air to everybody and said, "This is my team." He took it over. And then they rolled now. But don't sit here and say those two are tight.
Well,
I can assure you.
I
can assure you he'll never be playing for the Ravens.
What I was saying, but I didn't really mean it like that. But just
I'd love
you know what? I'd rather get the drama than talk about the game because I don't give a damn who wins the game.
Yeah.
I'm losing either way.
Yeah.
But the reality is they did well together.
They did
from
well
a player
together.
Coach together in games.
Yes.
It feels very, very much like that. Gunnar Stockton feels like just another Stetson-like player, but obviously he had more stars behind his name.
Yep.
And Bobo has done a phenomenal job using Gunner's strengths. He did it in the championship game in the SEC last year, where he showed, he's like, I know your strengths, man. I'm going to play to it.
Yep. I think that Mike knows Gunner, obviously, the connection with the family. I don't want to say that Gunner is Stetson, especially with the passing game. I don't think Stetson was incredibly underrated there. How deep ball accuracy, middle of the field. There's a lot of similarities with them. State of Georgia kid, kind of, you know, just waiting their turn. I mean, Mike's done a great job with Gunner. I don't know what Gunner's NFL ceiling is. I don't know where he's going to be in 3 years. But I do know they're doing a hell of a job with him, and he's getting better, and he'll have an entire year next year with likely, in my opinion, every offensive lineman back. And that's the one thing. If Georgia has a great portal season, I told my guy that helped my co-owner of Dogs HQ yesterday, I said, dude, we're going to deal with this. Georgia's probably going to be preseason number one next year. Everybody's back. I mean, they are so young. I was like, dude, I don't want an off season of that, because that never freaking works out. You know what I mean? But Georgia could have a ton back.
You remember when they closed so hard in 2007? I think they were preseason number one in 2008.
Got hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, how would that work out? Now, 21 and 22 is different, because 22, they ran the table.
Right.
You know.
But that's they're more like that.
For sure.
I'm trying to draw comparisons.
But you're right. The number preseason number one,
That's here nor there. But I've been doing as long as to know, I'm thinking, dang, Georgia's
got don't do that.
Everybody. I don't want to deal with that in offseason.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, so I laughed so hard a minute ago because I was thinking back that I've seen multiple tweets that have been added at me where they're like, let's hire Todd Monken as a Falcons head coach. Let's bring in Stetson. And it's like retweeted 18 times. Like, y'all have lost your freaking mind.
I promise you this. I would take Todd Monken in a heartbeat. I don't know that Todd Monken is wired to be in that building, because he don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he lets it hang.
He lets it hang now. I mean, maybe that's what we need.
Well, I will tell you this.
Arthur Smith was that way, too.
I will tell you this. Let me be clear on that. Todd Monken and Stetson Bennett probably don't hate each other, but they went at each other every day. And Stetson would check plays sometimes just to piss him off. I'm telling you. What are you going to do, bench me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
One of my best ever Stetson stories. Now I can tell it. I guess statute of limitations is
right. Probably.
Yeah, you can tell it.
You have to send your videos in. Like, they had a week long break. You had to send your videos in if you're working out.
Yeah.
Or like 3 days.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Stetson sends in a video. He's sitting on the back of a boat and he has 2 12-ounces and he takes a drink of both at the same time.
Me.
Here's my curls.
I thought you were going to give me the Rob Gronkowski.
No.
I thought you were going to give me. Have you heard the Rob Gronkowski version of this? Yes. How he changes clothes every 5 minutes.
Dude, Stetson was wired different. Like, and those kids loved him. Everybody you talk to around him was like, man, for 3 years, he absolutely shredded us on the scout team.
Yeah.
And finally, he gets a chance. But you think about it. They tried to play it. They tried to play DeJuan Mathis.
Yeah, they did.
I remember that.
You know what I mean?
Well,
then they went to JT Daniels.
JT Daniels thing's crazy.
Yeah, and everybody's like, when is this kid? I will never forget where I was. I pulled over on I-75 that night in a rainstorm. God is honest on my kid's life. I pulled over on I-75. I got tipped off that Georgia was about to bring Stetson Bennett back at 8 o'clock that national signing day.
Wow.
I go on my board and I say, guys, Georgia's not done. And I hit the road. It took 40 minutes to get home. By the time I got home, that news was not out. Georgia fans had talked themselves into Herschel Walker was coming back for his fourth year. They were so pissed. Hey, when it wound up being Stetson Bennett, they were so pissed off at me.
Oh,
all the people that
man.
Follow me now, they still laugh about that thread. Because there was a thread on my former company. It was 20 pages. They absolutely shredded me. And what's funny is that kid wound up winning.
Yep.
They pulled his JUCO picture, which was awful. He looked like Screech.
Oh,
it was awful.
What? The funny part is they hated – they wanted Stetson to leave after 21.
They didn't, I mean –
and now he's like, oh, it should be for the Falcons. That's why
it'd be interesting. I will say this. Everything I have heard, he is in a very good place. Very – because Matt Stafford that first year, he wasn't having it. Like, he wasn't taking that dude under his wing. It did not go well in L.A. his first year. He took the offseason. He got himself dialed in, got help. And I have heard Stetson Bennett is in a great place.
And that's a really good thing to hear from a personal standpoint.
Yeah,
a human being. I don't care about football, but.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to build your franchise around him. But if he's number two and you got to win two games, I'd play him.
Is he number two right now for that?
No, he's number three.
I was going to say that was my answer.
Yeah.
People were like, he's been a good backup.
Yeah,
they've gone out of their way to make him not be a backup.
The same guy would crap on Easton Stick. We'd be like, oh, Stetson, man.
Y'all remember Taylor Heineke?
What do you have? He had seven touchdowns those last two exhibitions.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, let's trade everybody for him.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, y'all, come on.
By the way,
he's third string.
By the way, has JT Daniels retired from college football yet?
He is. I think he's coaching somewhere.
Good for him. He's been in enough systems.
You know what? Like mine was. Everybody I talked to was like, that dude was off the charts when you put him on the board.
What?
He was kind of like you're going to get this because you've watched both Top Guns.
Oh, yeah.
But he was kind of like the rooster of college football. He was afraid to pull the trigger. It felt like at times.
It was something. By the way, Top Gun, if y'all haven't seen, is going to be re-released nationwide like May 1st this year of the 40th deal.
The original.
Well,
original.
I guess that's when Mike will get to see it.
Yeah,
I'll
it'll
take
be
him.
In theaters.
Mike Johnson, I swear. I'll tell you what. Here's the bet. I will bring Bojangles two Thursdays in a row for y'all.
Okay.
If Georgia wins, you have to watch original Top Gun next week.
No. Hold on a second. He's already
he's
got
it. He's next week.
Next week.
You have to watch it next week because he's already supposed to have watched it.
Yeah. You know what? Me and you are working together pretty soon.
Yeah.
I might have to do I'll take you up on that.
But
bet is a reward.
He's going to be so pissed when he's like, why have I not watched
exactly.
this?
Exactly.
I know.
I'm watching it again. What happened to Goose? I'm pissed.
Can you skip next Thursday because I won't be here? Can you make it two
Thursdays
after?
I don't know that I'm
going
to be here next. I got to figure out my schedule. I got state semifinals.
Me and you,
week.
December 18th, buddy.
I thought that was me and him.
It's on. I'm
going to
get that sponsored by Beverage and Breakfast.
Well, Rusty, 2 days in a row, it's still not enough. Thank you for coming in. It should be a good game. That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogged HQ. And, of course, you can catch Rusty on the Steakhouse right at 9. And it is a huge sports weekend in Atlanta. Tomorrow, Dukes and Bell get it started with a special broadcast at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Join them from 2 to 6 for all the food, drink, and scenic views as they get ready for a conference championship weekend in college football. It's Dukes and Bell tomorrow, 2 to 6 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Coming up, we're going to dive back into this Falcons conversation. What are we looking forward to this Sunday next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.